6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday, April 1st. You know what that is, 2022. Yeah, have you pulled any April Fool's jokes on anyone? Yeah, we've got a couple of little quips here for you. Some interesting news of notes and whatnot. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, Greg M. and Deb M., our newest Level 3 supporters. The crowd went wild. There you go. I mean, that's our fanfare because I don't have recorded sound effects here, folks. We're live. And so if you have any questions about becoming a team player here, a team member, there's three levels. And, of course, Greg M. and Deb M. are our newest Level 3 supporters. They get commercial-free show archives, the Joyce Reilly Archive Vault Access, with a free Joyce Reilly show every week being added in commercial-free, and a 10% discount off of all the online orders at thepowermall.com. And that's a neat deal. Level 2 is 5% discount on all online orders with commercial-free show archives. And Level 5, it's like buying us, or Level 1, rather, is $5 a month. It's becoming a Power Hour team member and supporting us on a monthly basis. Every little bit helps. We appreciate that. And if you have any questions, you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com. That's what allows us to move forward in life and keep you informed and abreast of the situation. We have a new product called Head to Toe Detox Clay Powder. It's calcium bentonite clay by Perry A. It can be purchased in 1 or 4 pound quantities. And we've got our spring cleaning sale going on, and that's no April Fool either. 50%, 30%, and 20% off various products, and everything else at the store, excluding dropship products, is 10% off during the spring cleaning sale. And we invite you to thepowermall.com to check it out, thepowermall.com. And in the meantime, here's the thing on COVID. We know, I know, are you sick and tired of that yet? You know, there's still this BA.2 variant going around, and God knows what else they're going to invent out of nowhere and try and put us all in a panic, because this is how they've been able to control us for the last 2 years. Some of you actually are getting COVID. Some of you are getting sick, and it's not your normal flu. And the questions we get asked is, where can we find a doctor online we can trust that's got this COVID experience, is an expert in the field? And where can we go to get these these off-label meds at pharmacies that won't charge an arm and a leg, that'll give us the good stuff? Now, we're talking about the 3-milligram ivermectin. That stuff is wimpy. The stuff I'm talking about is the 18-milligram ivermectin you take when you are actually sick and you think something is coming on and you want to treat it. The online doctors that I'm talking about is Dr. Syed Haider. He set up mygotodoc.com. That is where I went. I actually did it. I said, you know what? I'm going to test this so that I can say I actually did it. Because, you know, what's me sitting here talking about all of these things regarding COVID, and I don't even take advantage of it. That doesn't speak very well for what's going on here. But, see, we've had Dr. Haider on this show twice already, and this guy has treated over 50,000 people with no deaths. And unlike other sites that he set up here, mygotodoc.com, you can register for free. I did that, and I asked a ton of questions. And most importantly, they connect you to the independent pharmacies that don't gouge. That's what we want. We want money-saving opportunities, and we want solutions. That's why mygotodoc.com is your go-to source for COVID-19. They even have a phone number in Houston. You can call them, 281-219-7367. And you get your questions answered. We prefer that you go to mygotodoc.com, because then you can fill out the form, set up a portal, just like you do with every other physician that has that kind of automated thing, and they get back with you. They let you know within the same day, they get back with you and answer all your questions. And if you need to talk to somebody, like I said, that phone number is there. And it's for those of you that may be having long COVID, you just can't seem to shake this feeling. You have all sorts of symptoms. You got tinnitus, you got other stuff. This stuff can be debilitating. And this, according to a recent large-scale study from the VA of 150,000 vets, which showed increased risk of a heart attack and stroke even a year later, up to 72% more likely than people who weren't infected. This is why it's a good idea. And Dr. Syed Haider has come up with a really good plan to stock your medicine cabinet ahead of time so you're not running around sick, chasing meds and doctor visits and everything else, waiting days when every minute counts. The faster you can start treatment, the quicker you recover. And even low-risk patients can benefit from the off-label meds because of long COVID. So the MyGoToDoc.com website still up and running and active. It's your go-to source for COVID-19, and we appreciate you checking it out. So does Dr. Syed Haider. I've done it. I'm a patient. So got to know that. Our number here, 844-769-2944. If any information you have to share or opinions, comments, we're open lines right now on April Fool's Day. Got an April Fool thing you want to muse about on our show? You can call up and say, hey, Dave, I pulled an April Fool's joke on somebody and tell me what it's about. Yeah, I called up and tried to impersonate Hunter Biden, you know. And the girl on the other end asked me if I wanted a date, right? That's an April Fool's joke. All right, we've got Sandor Katz, otherwise known as Sandor Kraut, talking about fermentation at the top of the next hour. And that is not an April Fool's joke either. He's got a book out, Sandor Katz's Fermentation Journeys. And we'll tell you about the health benefits of fermenting in addition to 10 fermented foods you can easily make at home. You know, we're all about trying to come up with solutions. And, of course, they'll help you heal your gut, which is another good thing for those of you with gut problems. In the meantime, the Department of Homeland Security wants Americans to believe, since 2011, when the word extremist was just starting to take root in the public's consciousness, there's been an explosion of violent extremism. And, of course, they have a whole list. Oh, my goodness. This reminds me of the issues when David Letterman had on all of those little things about herpes. And he was talking about places you can catch herpes. And you can get them from the in the grocery store. It's called Laserpes. Then you can catch herpes at 7-Eleven. It's called Slurpees. Remember all of those little spoofs that he pulled? I mean, you gotta love that stuff. It's just, we don't know whether to believe this or not, but you know, they come out with all these different reports. Why we must end the war on terror. And of course, it's NPR that's doing this. And then again, is it time to end the war on terror? And they've got a whole list of things that you really need to go in and look and read this report. It's 6 pages long, but I'm going to give you some of these things. Anti-government violent extremist. Anti-war extremist. Anti-authority violent extremist. Anarchist violent extremist. I'd like to know what constitutes that as like Antifa. Domestic violent extremist. So if you're a wife beater, is that what they call you? We have a school board extremist. I mean, there's so many right wing extremists, left wing extremists, Christian identity extremists. You know, the one thing I haven't seen here, I haven't seen gay extremists on this list. That's why it tells me that this is totally left wing and we should regard this maybe as propaganda. Tom in Michigan, you're on the show. Welcome, sir. How are you this morning?
Oh, great. How are you?
Doing fabulous. Got an April Fool's spoof for me?
No, you know, there was just a couple of things. You know, you're going to be talking about fermentation here, and I know you before you said you don't like sauerkraut, but you know,
well, I do. No, I do like it, Tom. I do like sauerkraut.
You do?
Part and parcel. You know, I like it heated. I love Reubens, and I love loading them up with sauerkraut. I like to grill the sauerkraut, put it on the Reuben. I'm a big Reuben fanatic. I love it. So go ahead.
Well, I might, you know, one of the things I like to do with the sauerkraut is I add oregano in there, you know, kind of leave it soak in for maybe a week. I take it out of the jar, marinate it in. Another good one is I'll crush garlic and put it in there, leave it, you know, marinate in there for a while, dill seed, fennel, a lot of different things I like to do to kind of spice it up. You know, people might want to try. That isn't why I called, but I called, you talk a lot about the EMP, electromagnetic pulse, in the form of a nuclear weapon over the center of the country. And I got a question. How much space junk do you think that would create? I mean, there wouldn't be a concussion wave, so to speak, because, you know, it's a vacuum. There'd be, you know, an energy output to it. But, I mean, how many satellites would that destroy? How many, you know, that's why I'm thinking maybe, a modern country wouldn't want to use an EMP. Thinking about it, building a space station or anything like that.
You wouldn't want to be anywhere within several hundred miles of the actual detonation, which is one of the reasons why EMP is so effective in knocking out multiple grids, is because it's launched 275 miles up into the atmosphere. And so you're literally above the stratosphere in the ionosphere when you launch it. Now, in the upper stratosphere and lower ionosphere is where generally most of these satellites are launched into orbit. So, because gravitational pull in the stratosphere obviously is greater than it is in the ionosphere when you start experiencing weightlessness. And so, yeah, the space junk you talk about as far as the nuclear radiation and fallout, that mainly stays up on top. The thing is if gravitational pull causes any radioactive fallout, I don't think it's going to be to the degree that you think, because it's something that we're not dealing with mutual assured destruction where it's literally falling on soil and or coming in contact with something that's detonated at close range, like 500 feet above the terrain where there's this, you know, nuclear spread and the shockwave, this concussion that comes over and just starts wiping out stuff within a 10-mile radius or 20-mile radius. 270 miles up in the atmosphere, it's definitely going to create the pulse that is necessary to put us back in the dark ages. And any country out there, you're talking about the space station and everything else. I think that anything that is within range of the United States at the time that that thing would be detonated would be knocked out. It would literally take all that satellite out over America. Any satellite that would be up there operating, whether it's Elon Musk or any of that other junk that U.S. government and all the other people, that North Korea, whatever the case may be, that has floating over the U.S., because we know North Korea's got two of them floating over the U.S. looking at us. It'll probably take out a majority of those things in the event of a strike.
So they're not hardened against against an EMP. And I was thinking, Bible terms will be, the rich men of the world go down in the caves and dens of the earth. And, I was thinking if they were ever thinking about coming back out of those holes, they would want those satellites to be intact so they could, have global communications to, what have you, but. So those satellites aren't hardened as far as you know.
No, as far as I know, they're not. But the thing is that we've got other satellites orbiting the Earth that after the pulse has occurred, which is in split seconds. I mean, within 1 second, you've got E1, E2, and within a couple more seconds, you've got E3. E1 is taking out anything connected to a computer. E2 is taking out the transformers. E3 is taking out the transmission lines that is interconnecting the grid. And so by that time, within seconds, the entire country's in the dark ages. And nobody's going to know when it happens. They're going to think, the power went out. And it's going to take at least a day or two and for people to actually sink in and get past the cognitive dissonance that, oh, my God, we really are in a terrible way. At this point in time, it's going to take a couple of days to get past it, Tom.
So some of the satellites, though, would be like broken up into little pieces, basically kinetically destroyed if they were close enough. And the other ones further away would just be dead hulks, but, just one big piece is what I'm thinking.
That's probably a good summation. And the thing is that if it's space junk and it happens to fall to Earth, it falls to Earth. The thing is that what we don't want, and this is one of the things, I just got two EMP shields for my home. I'm putting one on the main pole because I've got two 200 amp panels, and I'm putting one of them on the one that's on the pole, and I'm putting one in the house. Now, these things will protect 250 feet in radius from wherever they're at. And these particular, I've got two of them actually interconnecting with each other as far as radius goes. And these things will shunt to ground all of the overvoltage within a billionth of a second. Now, if the power goes out, you don't have that issue. You know, the unit goes out until the power comes back on. But if it's an EMP, an actual EMP, These things will actually shunt that overvoltage to ground in a billionth of a second, thereby saving anything connected to it. And I have one in both my wife's and my car. We each have the car model. So that means that I can drive my car in the event of an EMP because the battery and everything connected to it, including all the computer systems, is protected. Now, why would I have one there if I'm out on the road and all of a sudden an EMP hits? What's mission number one? Mission number one is keep the gas tank full, have the EMP shield in the car, and have the ability to get home. That's the number one thing. Figure out whatever routes you have to get home, because home is where you're going to have the best protection. That's where you've obviously, if you're doing your prepping and everything else that's going on, and we don't mean to scare the listening audience. We're just using logic and common sense here, Tom, and trying to get the message out that, you know, you used your car to get home. And if you are out on a busy freeway and all of a sudden everybody else is pulled over to the side of the road or dead right in the roadway, they're going to get out of their cars and go, why isn't my car running? And here you come speeding along, zipping along with your car. And you've got to be very careful about getting off at the nearest exit and getting the hell away from that interstate traffic, because you risk the propensity of being carjacked. So this is one of the reasons why, especially in times of crisis and turmoil, I always like to stay, you know, within 20-mile radius of my house and keep the gas tank full so I have a way to get home. That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
A couple of homemade Faraday cages, just a metal garbage can. I take the, you know, whatever it is, electric unit, and wrap it in plastic, and then wrap it in aluminum foil, and then wrap it in plastic again, and then put it inside the metal garbage can, and I got that grounded to a water pipe. And I've heard it both ways. I've had people tell me, well, don't ground it. That will attract more voltage. And other people say, well, yeah, ground it. You know, that'll shunt away any voltage before it tries to get inside any deeper.
Right. I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to shunt it away from whatever it's incoming. But the thing is, any antenna that you have, whether it's your car antenna or whatever, they make an EMP shield for that as well. And see, here's the thing. Law enforcement needs to be aware of this. And there are some communities in Kansas right now where this product is made. And you can find this on thepowerhour.com. There's a link that scrolls past that you can click on, and you can order these things and get 15% off if you just use the code word TPH for the Power Hour when it asks for the promo code. And the thing is that if you're a police car and you have one on the battery and one of these connected to your antenna, it protects the radio, because the first thing EMP will do when it hits the antenna is take out the radio so the cop can't communicate with dispatch. And you want to be able to do that. And dispatch has to have the transfer switch and the generator each need their own EMP shield so that they can continue to communicate. That's how you keep peace in your community. And I've had cops I've showed these units to, and they're going, oh, well, in the case of EMP, I'll just switch to VHF frequency. And I'm like, dude, you don't understand what I just said. In the event of EMP, VHF, nothing is going to work. So I don't know where you're, you know, what you're thinking is here, but you better do your homework. Tom, appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Mark in Iowa, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing good. Do you remember the space shuttles? Was it the Columbia and the Challenger that were both taken down?
Well, the Challenger is the one that blew up during the Reagan administration back in 1986. Yeah, that was a very sad day.
Yeah, okay. Well, actually, I think there was two of the space shuttles, as I remember, that were taken out by Russian Scalar Energetics. Now, they said it was a failure of the O-ring system, but it really never was. It was NASA really didn't understand what was going on at that time during the first one in 86, I think it was, and then the second one in 2003, 2004, so somewhere around there. But they didn't know that, but the scalar technology that was invented by the Russians, but actually it was our scientists who developed it, Whitaker and Ohm and stuff like that in the turn of the century, and Heaviside and those guys in the, actually after the Civil War. But the, that technology is, you know, it's been around now for 60 years, and the advancement of it is that, these Faraday cages, or this Faraday technology, won't, you know, work with that, because scalar moves at light speed, and it's I actually seen the footage that happened with the space shuttle. I don't remember how I seen it, but I seen the footage that came across with the beam. Actually, it was a ball of fire moving through space, and it hit like a proton torpedo, like, you know, Star Trek stuff. And it hit the space shuttle. And I probably for about 30 seconds, I could see the chatter. I could hear the chatter of the, you know, the astronauts, and there was a hull breach. And then after that, the you could see that it blew up in reentry over Alaska, you know, and it fell in Texas. But yeah, it's very real. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. And general public just doesn't know a lot, you know, about this stuff.
No, they don't. And that part of the problem is when you have cognitive dissonance and you don't think that anything like that is possible. I mean, the Europeans, they're buying up potassium iodide and iodate and all these other products like nobody's business. Obviously, they're very concerned as soon as somebody opens their mouth and says nuke. And so, you know, the thing is that we're looking more at the rogue states of North Korea and Iran who would just love death to infidels. I mean, that's how they look at us. They hate us. And the thing is, of course, if we say that we don't like Iranians or we don't like, you know, you give me any, it doesn't matter what heritage or nationality it is. All of a sudden, you know, you're a terrorist or you're a, you know, Putin sympathizer. I mean, they're going to come up with some label for you. It's just one of these things that people just have to get past and understand that when they disbanded the EMP Commission in 2018 and Peter Vincent Pryor wrote this report, it basically said that the government is going to continue to do research off program. They're not going to have this commission anymore. We already know that it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And the government needs to be prepared. And that's basically what the report said, Mark. And you know, the sad thing that really got me is it didn't say anything about protecting we the people. That's scary. When you have a government out there that's only thinking of itself and how it's going to stay in power, and we're sitting there looking at this thing going, oh, half of us are like, nah, that could never happen here. All it takes is one by some rogue state, 270 miles up in the atmosphere, and we're in the dark ages. That's simple. Mark, thanks so much for your call. We are going to come back with more news and your phone calls after the short break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us this April Fool's Day. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Friday. We're in Central Time right here. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And, of course, there is a you're going to see another really it's kind of a funny. It's kind of not a funny. It's an April Fool's spoof. United States to ban real meat. It's a story that came out. Evidence a great reset is rapidly approaching can be seen in the recent decision by the FDA to ban real meat. If history's any indication, that same decision may be taken by other countries as well. The U.S. ban is slated to take effect April 1st, 2024. Now, that should be a dead giveaway. And now, of course, they're talking about Bill Gates and his fake meat solutions to climate change, which is published by The Defender in April of 2021. And, of course, this synthetic foods, man. I mean, I don't think you want to ingest that stuff. Marjorie Wildcraft, who's been on the show numerous times, she doesn't want to do that. And so when you read the story, take it for what it is. They want to get rid of everything. The beef production, of course, pegged as the prime culprit of climate change. Greenhouse gases by cows. I just asked AOC. She's a cow. She knows that, right? She has a cow, and then she knows that cows give off a lot of gas, right? So, I mean, she appears to have more gas than the cow does, I think, when she opens her mouth. Anyway, the thing is at the bottom in red lettering, you will see the notice. This is an April Fool's article, and the FDA ban on real meat is a fictional scenario. A primary reason why we post April Fool's articles is to act as warnings. We want to wake people up to see what could happen if actions aren't taken to protect and preserve freedom. Over the years, many of our April Fool's jokes have come true, including our fictional prediction of adult vaccine mandates and internment camps. This isn't a coincidence. This is planned, and you can see it happening around you. You know, we had Rebecca Terrell on yesterday, and we're talking about a lot of this stuff. Your future of your personal and medical freedoms has not yet been decided. The ending is going to depend, of course, on you. You're part of We the People. That's one of the reasons why we have our phone lines open right now this hour, 844-769-2944. We were talking about EMP before the break. To continue that thought process, there is nothing wrong with being prepared. It is a small investment to make in protecting your home. And this is a big thing. We're going to have Andrew Butchen. He's the marketing director and part owner of EMP Shield on this month. He's going to be on our show again to talk to us about what's going on, because the military has taken a very serious interest in the EMP Shield. And, of course, it is military tested. These things are very high grade quality. They're made in the United States in Kansas. And, you know, a lot of the police departments in adjoining areas near the plant have tried this stuff. They're doing a Joint Base San Antonio exercise with the EMP Shield as a test to just show people that this stuff really does work. So it's one of the reasons why, you know, on occasion we get into the EMP discussion, the dialogue, because a lot of people, you know, they're kind of in denial. They don't think that something like this could happen and we'd be back in the dark ages. You know, that's why, you know, the manual can opener and the wheat grinder and the automatic, you know, the hand meat grinder, the wheat grinder, all this stuff is necessary to put into your arsenal of hand tools. You know, like the brace and bit, you remember those things? You know, because your electric drill doesn't work and I can't recharge the battery for my, you know, battery operated drill or battery operated blower or battery. You know, we're going to be going back. Do you have a rake? Do you have a hoe? Do you have a rake for leaves that you can build your compost out of? I mean, these are all the things, you know, when you go back to the dark ages, this is what you're going to have to rely on. And of course, if you happen to be one of the smart ones that have generation type of things, all my solar battery and solar generators and everything are all in Faraday bags. And so they're going to be protected in the event that happens. And then I get to bring them out, park it out on my backyard, and I have juice. I can at least run a refrigerator and keep my, you know, anything beefed up that I need to. And it, you know, it's not guaranteed to run your whole house. Now, if you have propane generators and you have backup EMP shields on your generators, all of this stuff is going to be protected and you're going to have juice running in your house when nobody else does. that may draw a real issue with a lot of your neighbors because they didn't prepare like you did. And so, you know, that's why I like to buy extra aluminum foil to make sure that you can have a way to completely I hate to do this. It sounds almost paranoid, doesn't it? To actually put aluminum foil over all your windows. They'll think, oh, he must be wearing the tinfoil hat. No, it's actually to keep the neighbors from seeing lights in your house because they won't have light in their house and you will. And they'll say, gee, they got electricity. Let's go there. Let's kick in their front door and let's take their food. I bet their refrigerator's running. You see, this how this whole thing unfolds when you go back to the dark ages and you happen to be one of the ones that's prepared. So I'm just thinking outside the box here, folks. This is nothing that should scare you. You should know as a prepared American, and most of our prepping audience knows this. And, you know, thank God for people with smarts like people who listen to the show, that they know what's going on. And just you don't have to throw tens of thousands of dollars at this all at once. It's something that you could do over time. But I wouldn't take too long because you never know within a year or two. Something like this could happen. The more that we get involved in something and stick our nose in places where it doesn't belong, this is where all of a sudden we find ourselves totally unprepared and we're caught unawares. Believe in God all you want, but he didn't create dummies. He created smart people. He says clearly in the Word of God that you are born with a sound mind. So let that be your guide, your logic, and may all good things come to you. Mehmet Oz, you know, the U.S. Senate candidate, Pennsylvania, a daytime TV host of the Dr. Oz show, has announced Wednesday the Biden administration has fired him from the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. 1 week and three different explanations later, Biden finally informed Dr. Oz, said in a statement released campaign here, there was a political firing because I'm calling out Biden's failures on inflation, immigration, and COVID. The woke left will not silence or stop me from being a bold conservative voice in the U.S. Senate. Oz is running for office in Pennsylvania and got letters from the White House Office of Presidential Personnel earlier this month asking him to resign or be terminated, so they let him go. This is what happens when you speak out against the administration in power, even though what you say may be right on. Lawmakers in Maryland, by the way, have approved a new congressional map after a judge tossed the old version of it. The judge, you know, this is Anne Arundel County Senior Judge Lynn Battaglia, ruled on March 25th in favor of two groups that sued over the previous map, finding it was unconstitutionally aimed at reducing the power of Republican voters because it shifted the only Republican member of Congress representing Maryland, Representative Andy Harris, into a different district where he was likely to lose. You see, that's what we call gerrymandering, folks. Lawmakers facing a March 30th deadline to enact a new map included one, or introduced one, rather, on March 28th, and, of course, that makes every effort to meet the judge's requirements, which it did. So, you know, all is well, at least in that area. Days after its sweeping covert internet surveillance operation was exposed through media reports, the United States Postal Inspection Service has changed the program's name and told analysts to stop monitoring the keyword protest, according to a recently released Inspector General's report. The March 25th IG report comes nearly a year after the USPIS Internet Covert Operations Program, ICOP, was revealed by Yahoo News. It alarmed both sides of the political aisle due to its surveillance of right and left-wing protest movements. So, you know, now they're looking at that word protest. And, of course, the IG criticized these analysts for failing to protect privacy rights. Over in Ukraine, the door, you know, you have this situation where the Russians are invading. Remember what happened after 9/11? A lot of you patriotic folk out there decided that you were going to go after all those people of Saudi or Middle Eastern persuasion. You were going to blow up mosques and various other things. Well, the door was shut with super glue. Russians in America say they face harassment following the Ukraine invasion. And, of course, there are people like Valentina Sirkus. Not long ago, she could tell the world she was from Russia. Now she feels uncomfortable saying anything about it because of the invasion of Ukraine. It's embarrassing to her, according to what she says. I just say I'm me. I'm a nice person. But we have Russophobia now, the fear of all things connected with that country, a concern for her now. So it's just one of those things. The Sveta, a popular restaurant in New York City, recently began receiving hate emails and phone calls despite co-owner being Ukrainian. Luckily, everything's great now, he told Epic Times, citing a wellspring of community support. Still, he's not surprised by the acts of Russophobia, given the volatile relations between Russia and the West right now. There is an Apple podcast also that we're going to include in here because, as always, we like to make sure you get both sides of the story. ConfederateShop.com in their newsletter is now come out with unreconstructed podcast, and it's on Apple Podcasts. We've included that so you can listen to it and get a little because this is Confederate History Month, April. That's not an April Fool's joke, folks, by the way. We thought we'd throw that in there so you could, you know, the daughters of Confederacy and everybody else can bask in glory. 844-769-2944, the number to call. We're having Sandor Kraut coming up. And that'd be interesting to see all of what you see. It's kind of cool. U.S. households are bracing for $5,200 inflation tax in 2022, according to estimates. This is about $433 a month, which, of course, the survey by Bloomberg says, oh, well, most people can afford the extra $433 a month. I say bullpucky to that. I just don't believe it. I think we are really getting a little crazy with things. Federal Reserve Bank of New York's survey of consumer expectations say that many Americans anticipate higher inflation over the next year. Now, imagine you have $5,200 extra in your bank account come Christmas time, and you can have a wonderful holiday season. But imagine what happens if all of a sudden this 40-year high inflation hurts your wallets and you don't have that anymore. The bottom quintile is going to be grappling with $2,300 and more inflationary expenses, including food and fuel costs, and it's just going to keep going up and up and up. Now, just imagine also a cashless society. That's right. No cash at all. Circulating no cash, right? You go and you see these signs that talk about coin shortages in the stores. Well, this is part of your conditioning, folks. Part of the conditioning. The conditioning is such that if you have no coin and you have no cash, what do you have as an alternative? Your debit, your credit card, and guess who controls that? The banks. I mean, we're already seeing foreclosures on the rise, which means bankruptcies are going to start upticks again. All you have to do is go into any county and get into their public land record and look for the foreclosure sales in the clerk's office. Go to the wall of a deed of trust state and see on the clerk's wall in the clerk of the court's office, and you'll see dozens of foreclosures that are pending right now. It's starting up. It's not to the degree of 2008 and 9, but it's starting up, and I'm thinking more along the lines of 2015-16 when things were on the wane as far as foreclosures go. Now, all of this stuff with COVID and everything else and the all of the loan modifications and the forbearances and everything else that has come into play here, the chickens are coming home to roost. But then you take this whole situation and you put these people who have relied on actual cash and coin at a very big disadvantage and be disenfranchising millions of people. I mean, they did a study in the UK, as a matter of fact, and 15 million people rely on cash and they go to the ATM. They use this for physical currency for budgeting purposes. And the most economically vulnerable areas compared to pre-pandemic level are high. I mean, they use this stuff religiously, and to take it away from them, this would be a major struggle for people. And when they don't have access to food, this is what starts civil war. Believe it or not, it's another reason why people are stocking up on food and they're building greenhouses and they're getting chicken coops started and getting hens so that they have a way to eat. Because if you're in a cashless society and they use your credit card or debit card, well, what are you buying meat for? You can't buy meat, and they deny you the meat purchase, and it won't ring up. And it won't charge. It won't allow you to charge anything because you're buying meat or you're buying something the government doesn't think you should have. Oh, we can't allow you to have that medicine. What do you mean you paid for that ivermectin with a Visa card? You can't do that. We won't allow you to do that. We're going to deny anything that we don't agree with. You see, that's what you're facing. It's called a choke point. This cashless society, 1 in 5 people reportedly said that they would struggle, seriously struggle. That's 1 in 5 people that might have access to a gun that would go out and look for people who are not prepared or who are prepared. We call them the haves versus the have-nots. The have-nots would get their guns and go out and home invade the haves and take what's theirs. That's what you see in a crisis of civil unrest with potential civil war. Now, the alternative is that those out there who are prepared also have been stocking up on guns and ammo, and they're not going to tolerate being home invaded, and they're going to shoot whoever comes through that door. It's the way it is. That's why a cashless society right now, I think Americans are not real in favor of such a thing. You may have a thought on that. 844-769-2944. This is your opportunity to call in and, you know, chime in on what you think about a cashless society. Could you survive here? You think that your credit card is so damned inconvenient or convenient? Either way, we'd like to hear from you and get your opinion on that, what you think would happen. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree with me? If you disagree, I sure want to know why. Give me some logic. I'll accept it. If you can give me some logic, say, Dave, your logic is wrong. You know, I don't agree that, you know, being prepared is one thing, but our neighbors wouldn't do this. I mean, if you were homeless and under a bridge and all of a sudden you had no food, and you had a family to feed, what do you think you'd do? Think about that. Put yourself in their shoes and think about what you would do if you were homeless under a bridge with your family and you were kicked out of your home because of foreclosure. You know, you kick somebody out of the home and now they're angry. They're angry at the banks and all of a sudden they acquire a weapon. Now they become very dangerous because now it's a matter of survival. And this is a thing that nobody wants to think about. They don't want to think about it. They're in denial that ever such a thing could ever happen. EMP would put us in the dark ages. You know, you have civil unrest due to a number of things that could be caused. You know, it's not necessarily EMP that would do it. Food shortages. If you think that people fighting over a parking space and fighting over toilet paper during the COVID pandemic is one thing, just wait until the store shelves are cleared out so much so that people are fighting over the basic staples, even macaroni and cheese, which is not exactly the greatest thing, but it's a filler. Just imagine that. And they're fighting over a box of macaroni and cheese. I mean, in Kansas City, Missouri, back in the late 60s, a homeless man approached somebody on the street who had just gotten himself a cheeseburger from McDonald's, and he's sitting on the street corner eating it, and the homeless man said, "Give me that cheeseburger," and the guy said, "No." Homeless man pulls out a gun and blows him away and takes his cheeseburger. Folks, if you're hungry and you're destitute, your stomach and your brain are going to be doing your talking for you. It's just the way it is. Survival of the fittest. That's why people are stockpiling food, and that's why they're stockpiling guns and ammunition, because they see the writing on the wall. It does not take an Einstein to get that kind of logic. Biden has done another fool thing. He's trying to have his cake and eat it too as he shuts down exploration and production of oil and gas on onshore federal lands while acknowledging the importance of fossil fuels in the U.S. energy landscape. So what is he doing? He's raiding our emergency stockpiles. Again. Pretty soon we're not going to have, this is only supposed to be used in dire emergency, and he's just raiding it anyway. Taking millions and millions and millions of barrels till there's nothing left. The oilprice.com website reported on the Biden administration shutting down lease sales for offshore oil and gas in the Gulf of Mexico. The report was based on a Bloomberg analysis of the president's budget plan for fiscal year 2023. It's obvious the man is a moron, right? Somebody else is dictating to him what to do and how to screw America. This is what they're doing. And this is why gas prices are high. This is why grocery prices are high. Because gas prices are high. Everything rolls downhill, as you know. It rolls downhill for a reason, because the cost of fuel affects the cost of goods being transferred to market. You don't have to have a degree in economics to realize that when you walk into the grocery store and you look at the price of meat and pork and vegetables. A bell pepper, where I shop, is 64 cents. Pretty crazy. You can grow your own bell peppers, you realize that, for the cost of seeds. And when you learn to take the seeds out of the bell pepper and germinate them, again, you have more bell peppers. This is one of the reasons why we have Marjorie Wildcraft on the show, and this is why when you go to powerhourfood.com and you sign up for tomorrow's webinar, they're going to teach you a lot of things about how to get a green thumb. Two NFT scammers that accumulated over $1 million in ETH, we're talking about Ether here, Bitcoin, have been had the rug pulled out from underneath their project, were arrested in the U.S. The Justice Department announced the two men have been charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering in connection with a multi-million dollar scheme to defraud purchasers of NFTs advertised as Frosties. So what they were doing is promising cryptocurrency proceeds out of the Frosties account through multiple life transactions. One of those things. $1.1 million worth. You got to love that. So this is just one of these things why you don't participate in Bitcoin. If you want to lose it, it's a great way. Play in their game. Bitcoin is not safe right now. This is why cashless societies, I don't think, are going to work. In our health segment, a mortal enemy of your liver, it's not alcohol, believe it or not, it's choline or the lack thereof. Choline is found in ample amounts in egg yolks. It's an essential nutrient for brain, nervous system, cardiovascular, and liver function. And it's essential for prevention of fatty liver disease, including non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, NAFLD, abbreviation. An estimated 90% of the U.S. population are deficient in choline, a nutrient required to move fat out of your liver. So here's one of the reasons why we encourage you having a chicken coop with six hens, because then not only are you getting the calories, you're getting choline. And if NAFLD is the most common form of liver disease in the U.S. with an estimated prevalence of 30 to 40% among the adult population, choline deficiency appears to be a far more significant trigger than excess fructose. And the rise in NAFLD may be largely the result of widespread avoidance of liver and egg yolks. In the absence of sufficient choline, even healthy saturated fats can contribute to fatty liver. Choline minimizes liver fat, no matter what the source, and the more dietary fat you consume, even if the fat itself is healthy, the higher your requirement for choline. So hence, egg yolks. That's where the choline is, folks. Nothing like farm fresh eggs in the morning, right? Still have a few minutes if you want to call in and chime into the show here, 844-769-2944. How come it's not on speed dial? The World Health Organization is outlining a strategy to end global COVID-19 emergency in 2022. And if you believe that, you might think of it as a April Fool's joke. I think that Tedros there running the WHO, the director general, he's a joke. He's an April Fool. He basically is now saying the world has the tools to plan and respond to every eventuality. What do you think those tools are? How about vaccines? Yeah, I think you can anticipate that they're going to require one booster, two booster, three booster, four booster, wear more masks, more booster. Oh, we're having another outbreak again. I'd like to know about hemorrhagic fever. I asked our guest Rebecca Terrell yesterday about that. And, of course, the data is too new to be able to come to any conclusive response other than the fact that it's here in the States and it's limited in nature, the number of people getting it. Meanwhile, under the column propaganda, the World Economic Forum is spewing the fact that UN climate change policies to kill oil, coal, and natural gas in favor of alternative energy like windmills and solar. The world is reeling from skyrocketing energy prices, but now the WEF informs us it wasn't climate change policies that did it. They're blaming consumers because we're not taking what's going on here. People don't blame climate policies for rising energy costs and strongly support moves to end use of fossil fuels. This, my friends, is bunk. Texas has enough oil, shale oil, and whatnot, natural gas, to supply us through the end of this century. That's right, into 2122. We have all this available. It's just that Biden, Mr. Lame-O at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old, won't let us do it. I think that Texas ought to just rise up and say, you know what, Mr. Biden, go screw yourself. We're going to do what we want because it's for the good of our people. And see, the more people find out what's going on and they start protesting and saying, we're just not going to listen to your bunk anymore, Biden. When you have to start paying the kinds of prices you're paying at the gas pump and these prices keep going up and up and up and the prices of food keep going up and up and up, eventually what's going to happen is people are going to go tell Biden, like my dad used to say, to go piss up a drain pipe. That's just the way it is. And you look at everything else that's going on in these other countries. China is polluting the atmosphere more than we are, and they're letting them get away from it, them being the World Economic Forum. A survey of over 22,500 adults in 30 countries conducted by Ipsos for the World Economic Forum found that on average more than half of consumers expect rising energy costs to be significantly reducing their spending power in 2022, hence this little $5,200 figure that Bloomberg came up with. Yeah, that's right. We're going to be talking to Sandor Katz, a.k.a. Sandor Kraut, on the top of the hour after our break here on April Fool's Day with Dave Krieger here on the Power Hour. Stay with us. We will be back after the break with more fun and excitement and fermentation. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.